people should be free to make informed choices about whether they want to be in research. They shouldn't be forced to be in research. They shouldn't be put in research without their knowledge. And they shouldn't be in research that they don't really understand, where, for example, they don't understand the risks that they're being exposed to. So I suggest that there be a requirement that researchers do some kind of an evaluation about how well subjects have understood the very basic important information about a study, not every little thing, but, you know, things like how long will this thing be, what are the potential harms that could come to me, what might I get out of this, if anything. In many studies, there is no what we call direct benefit to subjects. In other studies, there's a potential direct benefit, but it's uncertain, and subjects need to understand that.
What were some of the other issues you raised in your paper?
Some subjects are injured in research, no matter how careful researchers are. We have a system in the U.S. that does not require the sponsors of research or research institutions to pay for the care and other costs that subjects might encounter if they are injured in research. Other countries that are involved in research do require compensation to injured subjects, and so I argue that we should become part of that group, that it's only fair that subjects who are, in a way, like police officers and firefighters and soldiers, they're engaged in an activity to help society. And when they're injured on the job, we should contribute to take care of them. It's as simple as that, really. The third recommendation I make is to incorporate more requirements for studies to be evaluated for merit. If a proposal for human research is going to the National Institutes of Health, then that proposal will be rigorously evaluated for quality. If a proposal goes to some nonprofits, it will receive rigorous peer review. However, in other places, it may not be carefully reviewed.
You're talking about a study that a company might fund itself on one of its own products.
Right. Companies obviously have financial interests, and sometimes we'll do studies producing data where the methods or the quality of the study is questionable. Research review committees are supposed to look at the merit of proposals to study humans. However, these committees are small, have limited expertise. They do not know the science involved in every proposal. So what I'm saying is, since human studies expose people to risk, we need to make sure those studies are worthwhile. Otherwise, they are not going to contribute to the knowledge base that we need to advance science and medicine.